Thank you. We're back on the air.
For the ones of you that didn't make it, I threw a bomb into their little plants. I said, I have to be there. It is very important that I be there. So here are some just nice people in Jean, Nevada. I mean, and there is hardly anything less in the world than Jean, Nevada. And here are members of our group sitting around inside a prison in Jean, Nevada. And the mere thought of it was just almost more than you can handle. And I had said, okay, Dharma goals, I want a low profile. Don't tell anybody. So they didn't. They only took six with them. Anyway, this does assure a lot of attention from me. So we now get to Nevada, and EJ does get her parked inside, which, you know, they don't have very many people visiting the prison, so they only got about three chairs in the waiting room. And so Dharma's really good. She's staying in there. And EJ is keeping such a low profile that he goes out to the edge of the curb and everybody come on in, you know. So after the fact, they have a meeting outside the door of the prison. And they visit and visit and visit until finally the warden comes and says, is there some reason for this meeting? Would you please go somewhere? Oh, yes. Well, no, we don't have any big meeting. We can go somewhere else. So they go all the way out to the parking lot. And you think you got problems. I got problems. You're too good. Do you hear me? You're too damn good. You've got enemies. You're too trusting. And then I look at you and I say, and whose fault is it? You come from the places where you trust each other. You don't understand this. Oh, you're shrewd, and you've got plenty of larceny in your hearts. My goodness, if you didn't, we wouldn't get anywhere. And you've got mixed up definitions in your head. You've listened to all of the training that has been foisted off on humanity, and you begin to think God must be what your enemy said he was. He's going to smite you. He's going to do all this stuff to you. And he's going to fix everything. It's sort of a catch-all. And it's none of those things. And every time you are harsh, you have to go within and sort out all those little fragments and say, oh, I've got to sort it out. I know that I should be feeling differently. Why am I applauding somebody getting it? Well, did it ever occur to you they might be getting what they deserved? And they're probably getting it not because of you. Yeah, but I'd like to be in there pitching too. If it's truth, present it. That's the difference. I'm not going to get you in trouble, actually, if anyone really reads the paper. I write off and I'm making it emphatically clear. We are not a patriot, anything. We are a paper, and good journalism and free speech, we will print. We will print Mr. Ween's story of the Mishpuka and the involvement of Simpson. We will print that Eppolito is behind this, and there are ones all the way to Florida. And we even know the name of the hitman that killed Nicole and Ron Goldman. That's all we need to do. These are things that must be worked out in your judicial system, good or bad. And some voice from outer space is not going to make a whit of difference, except they're going to laugh at you. So why complicate your life? Truth is the focus, not the truth bringer. And all of you got it all screwed up 2,000 years ago. You took the messenger and made him a god. He was not a god. He was a messenger. You did it. The enemy set you up and knocked you over and knocked him out. Truth was a message. Everybody missed it. And that's all we are about. And if you can remember that, and if that goes always into your paper, and ones want you to support their movement, you see, already it's paying off, and I am not going to tell you this to toot your horn or mine. Ones have said, why don't you take advertising in contact? This is a way to make money. This is a way to make ends meet. We could survive. It would be so much easier. And people need to get their products out. There are a lot of people who would advertise their books. Yeah? Guess what happened this week? They hit spotlight because of their advertisements for militias and radical books by radical groups, and how to get ammunition, how to get guns. All right for them if that's what they want to do. But can you imagine our connection if they had anything at all to get you for? I know that you laugh about this. Dharma laughs about it. Oh, I know, I'm the biggest enemy of the world. Ah, ha, ha, that is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. You are the enemy of Satan. He is my enemy. He is your enemy. And if you can't understand it, I'm sorry. That is not my problem. You just can't comprehend it, can you? That somehow you are important enough to even be noticed. Well, it's worse than that. You're important enough and you are noticed. And I'm going to do the best I can to protect you from yourself. I always get this from marketers. We could take this. I mean, nobody else is going to have colloidal gold in their colloidal silver. This is the only one on the market anywhere, Commander. We can fund every project from that one. I'm not interested in funding projects from that product. The minute it starts being a big product, and we'll get there when we can have operations. And in the Gaia processing, where we need to, we meet every regulation. You don't need any more court cases. You don't need any more trouble. But you do need the support and the confirmation. Let us just take Merkel. Friends, Merkel has come full circle back to this place because he has found his first product was not good enough. You have to have living cells. Now, this should really fascinate you from Canada. This is a unique individual. And I would love to see the day that we can give that man a facility not for Crystal Life. Merkel got hurt. Everywhere he went, he got hurt. The man's a genius. And finally, he gets so hurt that I'm going to get mine. I'm not ever going to travel again by coach. I'm going to travel first class. People are going to pay my way, and they're going to pay for these products. Well, the people getting these products didn't cause him the pain in the first place. The man has some polymer solutions that can literally take him one step farther. He doesn't know it. But a lot of these scientists, you cannot tell anything to. Oh, yes, I do know what I'm doing. No, you don't. You can put these polymers down a stripper well, and you can pull oil, and you can pump it. What the hell for? You can't sell it. The government subsidizes imported oil. They're not going to go and dig up stripper wells and pump oil. And your ultimate goal is not to have carbon-based fuels. You pollute your air. And yet, when you think about it, what is carbon? You. Diamonds. And they're your best friend, I've heard. Girls. Yes. I would guess that's probably true. They probably are not man's best friend.
That's a dog right
there. Yeah, I think you've got the picture. You've got to move on to the free energy. And that's going to come from the sun, and it's going to be a reaction with polymers. And silicon. Isn't that wonderful to think about a sand beach that provides all the fuel you can ever use or think to use in all of your lifetime? And yet it's there. Our own friend, Bob James, has a processing system, and I will not talk about it in here farther than just mentioning this, that and this is out here. This is not some great secret government process, although you can guess that your great government has this great secret process. But there is a process that this man has that you can take a handful of sand and reduce it into gold. Pull the gold right out of it. Because you're going to find that gold is the element in all things. And I just hope that these things don't come about so quickly that gold becomes totally worthless before you can get on some kind of a balanced economic structure. Because obviously, we can all make gold. You can too. You do it all the time. It's inside your body processes. Maybe you want to call it cold fusion. I don't know what you want to call it. 98.6 fusion. You are an alchemist. And once you understand that, you will understand that you can alchemize anything. And it's all controlled through what? The mind. So you are a mental creature. Well, I haven't access to that part of my mind, and I don't think I want to, you might say. Well, most of you don't need to. Obviously, you only need one or two that can do that. But the tools can be made available to all of you. I know that the thought originally is always incorporate. Why, it's the corporations that have destroyed our nation. The big corporate structure. Well, the United States is a corporation, you know. The IRS is a corporation, private, Federal Reserve, everything around is a corporation. Well, yeah, but we're talking about RCA and MCI and AT&T. You see, nothing has a name. Just ABC. The little man can have a corporation and protect himself the same as the big corporation. And because you are not the big corporation, you have more shelter, actually, in the long run. If you have someone on Social Security, you declare your Social Security. And the IRS will leave you alone. They're out to get the protesters, don't you see? Do I have something against state sovereignizing? Goodness, no. That's the way it should have been. But that's the way it was. It's no longer that way. And one say, well, but you even wrote on that. Yes, I did. And every time I write on something, I say, use this until you can't anymore. If they change the Nevada laws tomorrow, obviously it's over. So you move to something else that they are using. They are making laws. They are not against the law of God. Almost everything that is against the law is not against God's law. There are few things, thou shalt not kill, and so forth. These are a matter of integrity, honor, and morals. And law doesn't really have anything to do with it. Not as you think of law. But if you have a law that allows you to shelter yourself in some way, that law is there. And maybe it is to cover the rear ends of some of these politicians and big money managers and the corruption in Las Vegas and the international mafia. That isn't your problem. The law's there. Use it. What they will try to tell you is that you're a cheater. And people who don't know a bit about what they're talking about will say, well, it just doesn't sound good, so I think it's wrong. What are you talking about? If you will not bother to find out the law, how can you come forth and say anything about the Constitution of any nation if you don't even know what's in it? Well, our patriots know what's in it. No, they don't. That's your first big mistake. Well, they can't just do this. They cannot send in the ATF and so forth. That is unconstitutional. No, it's not. They are acting absolutely within the law. Constitutional law. You weren't looking while they figured it out. Anytime a nation moves into a national emergency, or you have an internal domestic emergency, but especially a national emergency or a state of, what do we call it? It's not emergency, but it's the same thing. The constitution of that nation is set aside to handle the state of emergency. And you call that operating under emergency regulations, which gives the president of the nation, or the parliament, or whatever. But in the United States, we'll take it that way. In 1933, a state of emergency was handed down. You have been under martial law in the United States of America since 1933. Now, how have they continued this international emergency status so that everything can come under executive order? Well, the last 3 or 4 years, 5 possibly, has been over Bosnia and Herzegovina. And they can pass that in the middle of the night. We'll just run it through and extend it another year. We'll shoot at each other. We'll get them to shoot at each other over there. And people will hear Bosnia and, oh, they're still fighting. And it will never be connected. Bush set up a state of national emergency over Bosnia. Each year, Clinton just extends it. And then, of course, you have all of these little domestic emergency situations. So you were able to, and when Bush stood there and said, I know my constitutional rights, ones were shouting at him, you can't do this. And he said, I know exactly what I can do. And at the time, I said, he knows exactly what he can do. Under a state of national emergency, the Constitution of the United States is set aside for almost all categories. And therefore, since you are working now with a system that is paid for by the International Monetary Fund, hooked to your administration, you are being run by aliens. And I don't mean those spaced out ones. But until you understand your own laws, how can you possibly change anything? And shouting patriot until hell freezes will not suffice. And if it is totally constitutional to have a state militia, under a state of national security, you cannot have a military force against your army. Whether you like it or do not like it, the federal government became. You let it become. And now it has control. Rubin, who is your cabinet member, head of the Treasury Department, your national treasurer. No, he's not your national treasurer.
Secretary.
He's Secretary of Treasury. And Janet Reno, who is now total military head of all the domestic terrorism. Everything that happens in the United States anymore, just like Waco, it is now signed, sealed, delivered, and law. She is the head of all of these uprisings within the United States of America, and this woman is not even treated as a citizen. She is a part of the International Monetary Fund who pays her salary. So don't come say to me, down with Reno. You can say it and you can impeach Reno. But what are you going to impeach? You are going to impeach an alien party. Because if you are paid by another government, you have to give up your citizenship. So she doesn't even care. She will tell you, I am a U.S. citizen. Well, she probably is of the federal government. Well, I am also a citizen of Florida. Which district is that? Because under this new government, you are districts. States are an illusion anymore. And soon enough, you're going to have to reach state line and get inspected. And you're going to find that you are the new states, and you have a new state's constitution. Now, look at it more closely. In the laws like the 666 law and the House resolution, you have allowed now search and seizure privileges. If the government or the law says that there is possibility of something going on, but who decides what it is? Not you. Not your constitution. Janet Reno and her thugs. And they don't have to give you a warrant. They can come tear up your home. And it's lawful. It is lawful. So when you have the great mouths out there saying that is unconstitutional, they're absolutely right. But the Constitution was set aside in 1933. And you talk now about coming under martial law. You've been under martial law. You are now coming under the United Nations enforcers. And all of those nice Russian tanks and things that have been brought over here, you paid for. You, as taxpayers, paid for it. And they're sending them down to China Lake and everywhere to get their whitewash. And their UN colors. And then they're going to disperse them. And then in places like Oklahoma City, they will take up the streets. All you have to do is watch your news and see what is going on in Bosnia today. And some of those little East Bloc countries. Here are tanks rolling down your even country roads. Now, do you think that your little AK-47 is going to knock out a tank with a new laser beam on it? And they're telling you about it. Right now, the big thrust is to scope the possibilities of airborne lasers. They just hit Dorma with one 2 days ago, 3 days ago, whenever it was. Knock out the computer, knock her for a loop, blast the house, send over their jets to play their little games. Well, they had to come back and apologize for that one. There's always the cute little guys that just out push that, just, I don't believe in ETs. Well, they do now. I literally love it. They do now. Tell that us. New little band of hoodlums.
Tell us.
What'd you do, man?
So what exactly
Let's
did you
get
do?
It.
Well, you notice that a day later they were back, but they did not approach the building. And they didn't do any target practice. I know you don't know who to listen to, who to believe. And when you start, you don't have to even talk about anything except the information. Well, who is this Hatton? Oh, shoot, I don't know, some journalist. Don't worry about it. Tell them, don't worry about it. This is, and you don't have to believe it. Tell your friends. This is just interesting. Well, who is this, though? I don't know. Never seen him. That's the truth. Now, John just had a story yesterday where he was reading some Egyptian things and said Nefertiti was 9 feet tall, and there were some there 20 feet tall. Well, that's really even out of my range.
Too tall for you.
That's too tall. But you make your own jobs so difficult sometimes. You try to evaluate what you think about something before you have the information enough to make a learned conclusion. It's like corporations. It is a fascinating game. And there are so many tools within it that can be used. And they are within the law. Why would you not do something within the law? Why would you go out there and paint your target on your chest and dare them to shoot you? It's getting more and more and more to where they will do so. Just don't say anything about it. Set up your business and keep your business. So if you are on a witness stand under oath under law, because see, you will take an oath to tell the truth, and you'll tell the truth, and you'll be the only one in the case telling the truth. And that's why good guys lose.
And they won't believe a word of it.
The point is, you can arrange your business to where you get on that stand And you can pass every lie detector there is, because if you honestly answer in truth and have set your business up and everything you do up correctly, to get yourself into trouble, you have to lie. I have to remind you of this sometime. Rob, tell me about your corporation.
What corporation? I absolutely don't have one.
Don't you have some stock in a corporation?
No, I have nothing. I kind of fiddle with for a corporation. I have no corporation. I own nothing. Absolutely nothing.
All right, somebody prove he's got something.
Seven kids.
Well, that's his spare time. Use your tools. God answers your prayers. You just don't know what you're asking for, and you don't know what to expect. And when one said, well, God would not butt into my business life. Why wouldn't he? That's all you ask about. That in your personal life. Please, let me be thin by morning.
Amen. Have some diabetes.
And if you don't believe it, let's get into sugar load. Let's have a break.
Are you coming back, man?
You bet. We haven't had a long day since Vladimir. And he did a lot of the talking.
So you want your check.
So I have to get even.
Good.
It's not my intention to ever interrupt your eating. It might be my intention, but it never works. Let's do a little bit of business, and then we can decide what we want to do the rest of the day, or the rest of the week, or the rest of the month, or the rest of the year. While Ed's in here, I'd like to have him say a few words. If there's any update on geophysical movements, you've got a real situation unraveling in Japan. The trade agreements are up for reconsideration, and Clinton is talking about putting sanctions, and a lot of the Asian problems, the explosions, the gassings, all of these things are all tied in politically. And all of you by now know that Kobe was a man-made earthquake. And it's going to get worse. If, in fact, the New World Order can't bring Japan into control, they fully intend to take Japan out. And when you bring that much force against the Ring of Fire, you are playing with fire. And yet, you're idiots. Are quite willing to do that. You have to understand that you are no longer dealing in a world where life counts. Your enemy, the state, whatever that state might be, the Antichrist, if you will, has only one interest, and that is gross, massive control of all physical. And that would eventually include your soul. That's the name of the game. The game is being played or manipulated at a much higher level than Earth. But you little players, some of you are pawns, some of you are actually the doers. But the facts are that it's a manipulated game. And now you have one entity of the dark side fighting the other entity of the dark side to see who's going to be in control. and it's going to be terrible. And there is nothing that they will not stop at to accomplish their dirty deeds. They'll blow away the entire planet if they have to make a point. We're here to see to it that they don't do that, if at all possible, or to remove our people if that becomes an obvious end result. But you're going to have to keep your eye on geophysical changes. Soltech works very, very closely with Ed and also Callie. And it has been a remarkable relief to me to have that quality of work and that quality of receiving to relieve us a little bit of that load. I don't give any thought at all to your earth changes anymore. And quite frankly, neither does Dorma. And this is what we're working toward and for, so that the responsibility is able to be shared. And it's happening, and it's going to happen more and more. Ed doesn't like really to what we would call receive and repeat or translate on that subject. His work is more with the Nikola Teslas, the Russells of the world, of the old world, the new world, the real world. So I'd appreciate if he would say something, and he talks to Callie a lot.
Well, first thing I'd like to do is just take a moment to welcome our guests, our out-of-time guests here. I'm sorry I can't be more a part of things, but Monday's newspaper day, and tomorrow morning, bright and early at 7:30, 8 o'clock, the printer will be pacing back and forth waiting for pages of paper. So a miracle has to occur every Monday around this time. And Commander keeps the wolves at bay while we print nasty things about them. And in fact, I would say on the side that I don't know if, Commander, did you comment on the attempt on Dorma?
We talked about Dorma. I had rather hesitated to mention the fact that they got you the day before.
Well, you just stole my punchline, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
this is not sunburn that I got here in the middle of winter in Tehachapi, but they've left me alone for well over a year and something, and Wednesday afternoon they blessed me with a hit, and it gives me like a sunburn, only it's more dangerous than that. It hurts, and it goes on for several days. And I didn't realize I was bothered so much until I heard Doris had gotten hit the day after, and then I started to think back to last Tuesday's headline, where, of course, we were spilling all the beans on what really happened in Oklahoma, and I gather a few people were perturbed, both Doris and myself. So have things stepped up? Yes. The plague business. Commander, did you mention the plague business going on in town?
Yes, we went over that.
Okay, well, in my own backyard, literally, this just 3 or 4 days ago, a cat was found. Now, I live 5,100 feet, not in Tehachapi proper, but up in the mountains in one of the nearby communities here. And just Wednesday or Thursday of this week, a cat was found and diagnosed literally in my backyard with the plague. Now, I'm at 5,100 feet, so it's even colder and higher. And for there to be a diagnosis of plague, so everybody in my little community, you're getting handouts and everything, beware of the plague. Now, this is late April, early May. Plague should be prevalent in hot weather when the fleas are active, say July, August, September. So to have a person in Tehachapi die of the plague from wherever he received it, and then to have a cat ill with the plague in the end of April up as high of altitude as I live at, tells you that something has been purposely planted. And again, I would connect it with maybe the last few months of front page headlines in contact, but one can't be sure. It could be just an accident that the plague is out of season up in the high altitudes of Tehachapi.
Under your house.
Under my house, yes.
Under his house. What's for lunch?
So, what's for an encore? That's the right question.
Well, if you begin to feel sick, feel free to go and finish the paper.
I can almost count on your commiseration. Now, in the earthquake department... in the earthquake department, there are two alarming things going on the West Coast right now, just in the last few weeks, and it's hard to describe these without getting a blackboard and drawing some things, but we'll do it mentally. The first one is up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I call this the triple junction point up there. It is the point where the East Bay faults, the Calaveras and Hayward faults that go down the east side of San Francisco Bay, they come down south and intersect the San Andreas Fault south of South of San Jose in the area roughly where Hollister and Gilroy and some very good agricultural land is. Excellent garlic festivals, and there are good artichokes. And anyway, it's a beautiful growing area, but it happens to be a very dangerous triple junction point where these faults all come together. In the last week, there has been significant increase in the activity in that area, to the point where a few days ago there was a sequence of 41 quakes between magnitude 2 and 4 there, which probably weren't even reported. I don't know. Were they on the news? No, they weren't. So, well, you know, that's enough, right? After all, let's not alarm the farmers. Well, remember, this is the new Kmart scale. You know, everything's been discounted. So anyway, that's one of the troublesome points. And what happens when you have so much slippage along a point like that is it has to transfer that energy. Think of it as train cars pushing into each other. So if you have a lot of released energy or motion at that point, now continue on up towards the Bay Area. Now you branch to the east with the two East Bay faults, and you continue on up the San Andreas. That means the pressure has now moved up closer into the highly populated areas of both San Francisco and the Oakland and that side where there was a lot of damage from the Loma Prieta quake. So that is extremely troublesome right now to have that much activity over about a 50-mile stretch along that triple junction point up there. And then down at this end of the fault, there is the oddest looking thing, and I'm sorry I can't draw this for you. There are two triangles forming, and one of them is from, I just have to picture this, one of them is along a line from Santa Barbara on the coast, inland to the east of Bakersfield and up towards Lake Isabella. So just imagine going up into the Sierra Mountains there from Santa Barbara inland, and then draw a line from there down through the Salton Sea and on down into Baja, Mexico. So you have a big triangle like that. And that whole piece, if you put dotted dots along those two lines, the whole thing looks like it's ready to break right now. And within that one, there's what I call a cookie cutter effect going on. If you look at Palm Springs, Palm Desert area, there is another triangle that is along one of those lines, the line I said from Lake Isabella down towards the Salton Sea, but then there is two other lines that cause a triangle to the west, northwest of Palm Desert, and then to the south and southeast of Palm Desert, so that you have almost, it looks like a cookie cutter went in there and encircled Palm Desert in a triangle. And that is, there are at least 50 to 60 quakes. Oh, wait a minute. I might be able to show you this. Hold on. I forgot I brought something with me. Yes, in these southern, let me show you on this map. Here's, what am I going to do?
Oh, one up here.
There. Here's Santa Barbara on the coast, and here's the line of quakes going in here towards Lake Isabella. Okay, this goes in along this line here. So think of one line here, and now another line going straight down here from Lake Isabella down here. This is the Salton Sea, okay, in the Imperial Valley.